Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Birds at the Bye next Wednesday at Chickie's and Pete's. Wednesday, November 5th. Yeah. Morning show will be here. Midday show will be here. We will be here. All benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Jalen elite?
Ooh, finally.
Is the question today. Ike,
are you ready to say yes, Spike?
I am not. I am not. But we're not going to do that here.
Well, and
what do you think the what do you think the poll is at?
I would say yes.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage?
Because there is no real concrete definition of what elite sort of means to everyone.
Yep.
That's why Elliot says it all.
Says there's enough sort of gray area there.
Yep.
So I'll go 58% says he's elite.
76% say he's elite.
Wow.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
That strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I haven't deviated from the elite winner status.
Right,
sure. And that hasn't changed. And I'm content with that.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Like, I really don't care. As long as the team wins while he's the quarterback, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, and
ultimately, it just doesn't.
No, and truthfully, during the season – I mean, we've seen this with the poll questions week to week.
Yeah.
You can say yes or no based on however the last game was.
Yeah.
So, really, it's about everything. And,
like, if he were to finish in the top three in MVP voting, would you guys say he was elite?
I would like to separate myself from Jack.
It'd be pretty hard not to, yes.
Yeah, that should be a simple answer.
Yes.
That's an easy answer of yes.
Yeah.
So regardless of what his numbers look like or anything else.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If Daniel Jones finishes in the top three of MVP voting, mm-hmm. would you say he's elite?
This year, yes.
You would?
Yes.
You would say he was an elite quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, see, here's the difference. I've always said this. It's a sliding scale. There's no argument that can be made that Joe Burrow is elite this year. You're going to use things he's did in the past. He hasn't gone to the Super Bowl in 4 years. He's missed the playoffs now 3 or 4 straight years. He's injured every other year. But someone will try to make the argument that he's elite. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't register to the average football fan. Like, what's more important? The guy that's available every week? The guy that's in the playoffs every year? Who gives a chance of his team a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl? Is that guy elite versus the guy with all the measurables, the numbers, and everything else, and the potential? So when you ask me about Daniel Jones, I would say yes. If he finished in the top three in voting in 2025, he was elite this year. You don't get to be only Patrick Mahomes because of how much he's won. Does he get to be in the elite category for a lot of people every year, regardless of what he does? The other guys, it's subjective because it's based on what? Like, what would it be based on? If the Ravens miss the playoffs, we're still going to say Lamar Jackson is an elite quarterback another year that he doesn't make the Super Bowl? People will still say he's elite, right?
Yes.
But does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does make sense.
I do think it does make sense.
It makes no sense.
So he gets hurt coming off of a 41-4 year.
Everybody else get penalized when they get hurt. They get called injury prone.
Well, yeah, but you can still say – you can still watch Lamar and think he's an elite player. So, like,
but I'm saying, what is it based on, though?
Well, I think it's just simply based on watching him. I mean, I know by resume, sure. It's eye test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's so subjective. It's so subjective. And it's a cop-out for those of us in this business. No, I'm being serious. Who want to put together a list that we like of the guys that we like. It's subjective. It's not concrete.
Well, none of it's concrete.
But my point is that if a guy wins every year, he's in the playoffs every year, and your team is a legitimate Super Bowl contender, if he's not elite, then I don't know why would anybody aspire to be elite? Like why would I aspire to be the other guy versus this guy?
All I'd say is that the thing that you just described is also Jared Goff, and I don't think any of us would say he's elite. He's in the playoffs every year. He has elite stats every year. His team wins every year. I don't think anybody thinks
he's elite. His team doesn't win every year regular season games. He doesn't win in the playoffs every year. There's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference. See, but that's the difference with Jalen and a lot of these guys because he actually wins in the playoffs and he plays big on the biggest stages. He's not getting carried like, you know what I'm saying? Like in these games, he's not getting carried no more than any of these other quarterbacks get carried by their defense or anything else. He's not getting carried anymore. Because when those guys lose, then it becomes an excuse that they didn't have enough help to win. So my only thing is that if he continues to win and he's in that MVP conversation, I don't understand how is he not elite. That's my only thing is that I don't understand how he's not elite other than you just don't want to. I'm saying unless somebody doesn't, they choose. It's like saying LeBron's not a top 10 player. It's like the dumbest thing in the world to ever say. Say he's not a top five player. But there'll be people that say that because there's a personal agenda there against LeBron.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So if Jalen continuously wins and puts himself in that position, the only thing you can surmise from anybody who says he's not in there is there is a personal agenda.
I don't agree with that.
That's fine. You don't have to agree with it. I'm just saying this is my opinion. Okay. This is the way I would view it.
Okay.
Is that if you're not going to give him credit for these things, then you're holding something against him that's personal to you. That isn't the same. It doesn't carry the same weight with everybody else.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Big V and Matt Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V? All right. Nope. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Here's a what's good, fellas?
What's up,
get
CJ?
A better CJ. Victory. You know, they get the better victory spring today. You know what I'm saying? You ain't soaking. But what? I do want to ask you this, Ike.
Yes.
You were just saying about LeBron, and you're naming the different things.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it winning team sport?
Yes.
Okay. So, but you keep saying if Jalen keeps winning.
Well, yeah, if he's the quarterback of a team that keeps winning, yes.
Okay. So, what he did yesterday, would we consider that special?
No. I mean, I wouldn't consider it special, but it was very efficient, and it shouldn't just be taken for granted. As much as we complain about everything else, why would we take a 4-touchdown, 70-some completion percentage, 180 yards for granted as if anybody could do it?
Yeah, he played great yesterday. He did everything he was asked of yesterday.
Right? That's not what he normally does, right? He doesn't let them fly. He does, you know, I'll say it the right way. He seems to, we all agree, seem like he holds on to the ball. He seems like he wants to not pick, which I love. But sometimes it may seem like he holds on to it a little bit too much.
Yeah, but he's not perfect.
He's not perfect.
He's not perfect.
All I'm saying is, CJ, is that it should weigh the same against the others as well. That's
cool. But you just said you named Jackson, right?
Yeah, I named Lamar. Well, I named Joe Burrow because everybody says Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes are the four elite quarterbacks. So to me, other than Patrick Mahomes, I can question all those other three guys.
How many MVPs has Lamar won?
Two.
He's won two.
So, and he should have only won one.
Put it this way,
he could have easily won last year, but then Josh wouldn't have one.
Right, right.
So my point is the second one that he won, I didn't think he deserved the second one.
But even with him being injured, he's still elite. Their issue is defense. They paid all that money for their defense, and defense not coming through. He's done it with
But here's Henry, what I'm asking you, CJ. CJ, here's what I'm asking you. I'm going to need something that's concrete that tells me what makes him elite. Because if it's not the winning, or if it's winning, how are we weighing these things? Are we weighing how they play the biggest in the biggest moment? Because when you're beating up on Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in your division every year, it doesn't carry as much weight when you can't beat Buffalo or Kansas City in the playoffs or Cincinnati.
But we're celebrating beating the Giants. We lost to the Giants.
CJ, we went to two Super Bowls, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in both of them and won one. We're not celebrating beating the Giants. We're talking about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. Period.
Man, I'm just saying, I'm one of those people who say I'm 100% on the end of Jalen because I look at things and just be like, man, it can't be that hard. It can't be that hard to let them fly. It's too many
Do you watch every quarterback that way?
Yeah, I watch all the quarterbacks that way.
Okay, here's what I'll tell you.
I watch all the games at once.
All I'm saying is that Jordan Love doesn't look great every week. Josh Allen hasn't looked great every week. I think Josh Allen had like four turnovers in the span of 2 weeks when they lost those two games. So all I'm saying is that every quarterback doesn't play great every week. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Playing great every week. My thing is, we won against the Giants.
Yes.
He played a good game. He played a 50.
What about when we beat the Rams and we beat the other good teams?
What about the Vikings game?
What about those teams that we beat, the other good teams?
Respect it. We won. But I'm talking about his performance because it is the thing when people come and rightfully so.
All right. His phone's bad. I'm making the executive decision to talk about
it. All I'm saying is, why doesn't what he's done in the past give him the benefit of the doubt? It does for every other quarterback. When they don't play a great game, we'll bring up what they've done in the past, how they've shown us brilliance in the past. But somehow Jalen's brilliance gets minimized. It gets minimized is the point that I'm making. He shows the same flashes of brilliance that those guys do. He does, and on the bigger stage. He doesn't shy away from the moment. He doesn't shy away from the moment. That's all I'm saying. Why can't he be in the group with those guys? That's what I'm asking. He should be in the group with those guys. And Joe Burrow, who you know I love, come on, man. We still saying Joe Burrow's an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm open to it. Well, I might be trending towards the E word, but we'll see.
What's the E word?
Elite.
Elite.
Oh, okay.
Over Jalen. He may be leaning toward that.
I might get there.
I'm going to get both of you guys there.
Yeah, you might.
I'm going to get you
guys
there.
Listen, because here's what all I do like.
Yeah.
I have fair and
we
balanced.
We got to take a break.
I know.
What are we doing here?
I'm fair and balanced.
Oh, okay. He's going to be late anyway.
Okay. He's not talking till 3:30. No, I'm just kidding. Go to break. It's all right. E.
You send us to break, big guy.
All right, so coming up next, on the other side. Yeah. Listen, you don't want to miss what Nick Sirianni is going to say today. It's going to be so earth-shattering that you like it's – Is he going to call Jalen Hurts elite? Don't miss it. Coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.